All right, so I'm going to hit this button, Stu, and I think we're going to get Stu Peterson on the line here, I think. Is this Stu Peterson?
Yeah, this is Stu Peterson. What's going on?
You calling from jail, Stu?
Yeah, just visiting my brother Drew.
Yeah,
he's doing okay. He used to be a police officer. Now he's looking like a cowboy. If you get my drift.
He's walking bow-legged.
Yeah, kind of crazy. You know, he deserves it though. He's kind of a big scumbag. Really don't like him in my family.
Well, fair enough. Well, hey, Stu Peterson, I got a couple of questions I want to ask you, and I'm sure some of the lady listeners out there are probably going to want to call in, because if you're as good-looking as your brother Drew, there's probably going to be some magnetic animal attraction going on there. But
hey, the Peterson men have never had a problem with picking up the ladies, you know what I mean, Sally?
I know exactly what you mean, I think. Now, you're a good-looking man, Stu Peterson. What kind of woman makes Stu Peterson happy? What kind of woman gets your motor running, to quote John Kay?
I like them about, 21.
Okay, other than age, is there any other characteristics that of a woman that Stu Peterson likes?
I just go follow what Drew does, and, you look for a woman that's, kind of tiny. Something like that would fit in a trunk, maybe.
So dimensions are important, I see, in a mate. You have a lot of confidence there, Stu Peterson. So now I got another question for you.
Yeah, Peterson men never have been shy about our confidence, my man.
All right, fair enough. Now, what can Stu Peterson tell us about how to attract women, especially women that disappear after you get bored with them?
You put on that Dracquair Noir. And, bring that stuff in and use pheromones.
Dracar?
Yeah, Dracar Noir.
Dracar Noir. So you use pheromones? What is that?
You know, like squirrels. You rub squirrels on you. Animal pheromones. It attracts the other animals.
You want to know how to make a pheromone? Wait, that's a different joke. Sorry.
You're pretty funny there, Sally.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your brother, Drew, Stu. How was it that his second wife died of drowning in a bathtub but had no water in her lungs?
Because my brother's a scumbag.
I think if you think about this, and you should tell...
My brother's a murderer.
Okay.
He's a scumbag.
I think that's called an admission against interest. But
he's a scumbag, flat out. You know what? He always thought he had it over me because he beat me in... the shaking football, the shake football thing when we were kids. Well,
yeah.
Guess what, Drew? Who's got the upper hand now? You're a murderer.
Okay. All right.
Payback, baby.
Payback is not good. All right. Well, Stu, you got anything else you want to tell the ladies of the region?
Stay away from Plainfield. Don't eat a Browns chicken either. Talk to you later.
845-1100. I don't know what just happened there. I try to hang up on that guy.
Unbelievable. The hour just flies by.
It did fly by.
Apparently you talked to Drew Peterson.
I want to thank Stu Peterson, and I want to tell him something, too. I know he admitted that his brother is a murderer, but I think the obvious answer as to why Drew Peterson's second wife was found dead of drowning, but she didn't have any water in her lungs, is pretty obvious.
What?
We all learned in grade school about something called evaporation.
Booyah.
That's right. If you leave water, it evaporates.
So if you're going to kill someone, use an icicle.
Exactly.
Weapon disappears, baby.
The weapon disappears.
Melts, water dissipates.
And there's no fingerprints in ice.
Booyah. Exactly. Hey, seriously, have a great Memorial Day weekend. It's been fun all week. We'll be back Tuesday.
Tuesday afternoon.
Thanks, Sal, for stopping by. We are out. Have a blessed and most glorious day. Love you guys.